So this week I read this really cool article about spiders. Are you guys afraid of spiders? Oh, spiders. Some people really love them. Some people really hate them. I'm kind of neutral. I feel like they're good for the environment. You should respect them. They can be dangerous, or they can just be sweet, like a daddy long legs, right? So recently, I read this article that was talking about how spider webs are like an extension of the spider's cognition. So basically, the spider webs, I was like, what does that mean? So basically, the spider web is like, I think, kind of like a way of writing. Like, if you were to write something, that's an extension of your cognition outside of your physical brain, right? So I think that's what they're talking about. I'm gonna put a link below or in the article. I'll post it, you guys. I decided I'm not gonna always be super detailed because it's hard, you know. I have a life. I think of so many things, but I'm like super scattered, so it's really hard for me to sit down and be beautiful and write something very precise and concise, and then you guys never get anything. So I'll do my best. I figure I'll just get into the habit of just saying hi and sharing my thoughts and talking about science, and then hopefully something more structured will develop. Because we can't stop because of perfection, right? But a new article I read this week, back to spiders, was, have you guys ever seen a spider fly? Like, have you ever seen it like float through the air? There's this thing called ballooning, and basically that's when you see the spider with its belly or abdomen like up, facing upwards, and it looks like it's like flying based on like its web being pulled. Like, people used to think that that was, they were like traveling with the wind. But oddly enough, you would see them most likely flying when there's very little wind. So these researchers decided to test, and using mathematical models, they were able to prove that spiders were using positive and negative charges in the air in order to travel. So I guess the atmosphere has a negative charge due to like thunderstorms and stuff. I don't know, something like that. You guys will see when I post the article. And things that grow from the ground are a positive charge? I had no idea. That's something brand new to me. I'm gonna have to look further into. But I guess spiders are riding that charge. So they're like, you know how opposites like, this doesn't make sense. Opposites attract, and then, you know, matching sides propel or repel, right? So maybe their spider web is, oh, I see. It's probably like working like a magnet, like flipping sides. When it needs a positive charge, it moves that way. When it needs to be propelled away from something, it's using the negative charge. That makes sense. So it's just using the charges as a tool. So that means not only do they use their spider webs as a tool and an extension of their thoughts, they're also using like the electric charges in the air. So spiders are like really amazing. You know, really amazing. I'm like, and how smart are they too? I bet I'm starting to feel like, aren't you guys glad they're not big and that they're not like, what was that movie? Tarantula. There's this movie from the 80s. It was great. It was like, these spiders, arachnophobia, yes. Oh, I love that movie. Yes. Good thing they don't work together like that, because we would have no chance. Because I have a secret thought that maybe they're like ultra geniuses too. I wouldn't be surprised. Well, that's pretty much the science for the day. If I do some more, I'll post it. I'm trying to be super casual about this. But thank you guys for listening. Peace.